Shane, good morning.
Good morning, Nick.
How are you?
I'm fantastic. And just to correct you, it's 7:14?
It's 7:15.
Don't want to mislead your listeners
We don't get fussy here on breakfast.
Oh, no, this is a bad sign. Now, look, Nick, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think Beyonce might be pregnant.
Look, I have seen some indications that this is possible. I'm no obstetrician, but I'm willing to suggest that yes.
It is pointing in that direction.
It certainly is.
Look, Beyonce, the, you know, world famous pop singer for many years now, she has been getting in early with her awkward family photos by doing a pregnancy photo shoot that has shut down the internet.
It did, didn't it?
It did. The thing about this pregnancy photo shoot is it's very hard to describe in words. Keywords, plastic shrubbery, the 70s, Greek inspired.
There was something a dash Greco-Roman about the whole thing, wasn't there?
There was, via some sort of avant-garde. I'm sure people have a lot to say about it, and they do because the irrelevant news that these photos have generated is just ridiculous. This actually happened last week before this segment went to air last Thursday, and I kind of thought, oh, you know, that's nice. But then the week since, it has just snowballed, and every day there's a new opinion piece analyzing these photos. My favorite headline is, Beyonce's pregnancy gives false assurances to other women.
Did you read that?
I did.
Was there any legs to that rather ridiculously contentious claim?
Well, it depends.
And was it Mamma Mia?
It was AOL.
Okay.
And Yahoo. And you could be very disappointed in your own pregnancy if you expected a little bit more Greco-Roman architecture and bust of Nefertiti and less actual experiences of being pregnant and giving birth.
That is a false claim, I guess.
Yeah.
A false hope, rather.
I do feel sorry if people hold those photos up as their expectation of what to expect. It's just not news.
Yeah, it's
I'm
not
sorry.
News at all.
I'm sorry, Beyonce.
Yay.
It is not news. And our second piece of not news is a fast food chain that is making headlines in Australia for something they're doing 1,000 miles away. It is KFC who have released in Singapore an item of food called the cheetza.
I was going to go with cheeser because it's cheese and chicken and pizza.
It could very well be. I was thinking shizza
because
I'm Australian and that's the way I naturally want to say it.
And it's how you might describe the way it looks if you're being particularly unpleasant.
Exactly. Basically, it is a chicken parmigiana.
Yes.
Which for some reason is making headlines in Australia for being a food that we can get here already. People are getting disappointed that it's not available in Australia, but it is. Go to a pub. It's on the menu, and it's probably bigger and better.
So you're saying that if any old pub started calling their Parma the chicken pizza, people would be more excited about it.
Yeah, I mean, you can already get those like really oversized schnitzels with the crazy toppings that you cut into like a cake. This is really nothing new. Greasy chicken, cheese, tomato. We've heard about it before, guys. It's not even headline news.
Very good point. Very, very good point. It is an unpleasant thing to look at as well.
Yeah, exactly.
It does indeed look like shizza. Go on.
Now, look, the third not news story for this week. If there's something that we don't hear about enough in the news cycle in Australia, it is conservative right-wing commentators.
I do worry that they don't get enough play.
They're underrepresented
they
in
are.
Australia. This week on a radio station that I'm not going to bother mentioning because it's not too SER, stories, ideas, music, conservative commentators, perhaps the two foremost conservative commentators in this country, Miranda Devine and Andrew Bolt, had an argument on air.
Whoa.
Yeah. It begs the question, who would win a fight between Miranda Devine and Andrew Bolt. I did listen to this whole argument for the purposes of research. And quite frankly, I mean, it's really good for ratings. It's been getting a lot of attention that this show wouldn't have anyway. But quite frankly, it's a bit attention-seeking, and it wasn't even a good argument.
I thought it was a pretty good argument.
I actually
no,
disagree.
No, I'm going to stop you there. I think it was a very good argument.
No, look, I can hear your point.
I know. I'm sorry.
But you're not
I'm going to have to stop you
any
there.
Sense.
I'm going to have to stop. It was a very good argument.
It was 10 minutes of rubbish.
Was it basically this for 10 minutes?
I think we're doing better, actually.
I think we are doing better. So,
I think...
Yeah. Oh, wait, I was meant to disagree with you then, wasn't I? Sorry, damn it. No, we are doing
no,
much better.
Just stop.
Just
okay?
Stop. All right,
just
we're
stop.
Done. We're done. What's the bit of news we should have been paying attention to?
if you are under 25... then this could affect you.
I hope that wasn't a question to me because I'm obviously not, but go on.
It's a generalized hypothetical.
Cool.
I'm also not in that age bracket. Oh, no, wait, I am 25. Hang on.
Go on.
I need another coffee. look, the government has just introduced a bill which will affect those between 22 and 24. Basically, the government wants to take people this age off New Start allowance and move them instead onto the youth allowance. And while this sounds like a kind of administrative issue, in real terms, they want people aged 22, 23, 24 who are looking for work to earn nearly $100 less a week while doing this in order to save money in the long term.
Wow.
Yep. And, I mean, if this was the law when I was 23, I would have been sunk.
Absolutely.
It's Absolutely. A really big deal.
It is a huge deal. We did. Our government's ongoing war on the poor and the students and the job seekers is mm-hmm. actually blowing my mind. And you're right, we should be paying a lot more attention to it. And not a fancy, well, unfancy chicken palmy. Andrew Bolt and Miranda Devine screaming at each other.
I disagree.
And what did we kick off with? What was the first one?
It was Beyonce's
pregnancy
photos.
I've already forgotten
about it. It's already gone from our minds.
Shane Anderson, thank you very much.
Thank you.